Time now for our reality check. Did Hawaii officials really try to quash a CNN report on homelessness? That's a fair question to ask. Joining me for today's reality check is Civil Beat political and opinion editor Chad Blair. Morning, Chad.
Hello, Catherine.
So quite a story.
You know, what caught our headline, excuse me, the headline that caught our eye, rather, was, I'm just going to read it to you. This is on Hawaii News Now about a week ago. Waianae homeless leaders say the state blocked a CNN story about their camp. And I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. And what the reporter, JoBeth DeVera, reported was not necessarily inaccurate. In fact, the Department of Land and Natural Resources was not crazy about allowing a film crew from CNN to go out there to Waianae. And you know about this camp. It's run by Twinkle Borge. Right. It's quite a story. Some say it's a model for safe zones and for people taking care of themselves. Others say, wait a minute, this is not really solving the problem of homelessness. And by the way, this is state land. So sure, the DLNR was not crazy and about having this. They denied CNN the permit to go and film. Well, guess what? CNN went out there anyway and did film the interview, and it's going to air sometime in April and May. But it brings to question things that you and I deal with all the time, right? The media, government relations, what to control, what to get out. And I'm sure with your TV background, you can relate to, hey, is that a good story? No question. It sure looks like a good story. Here's the state not wanting a story to get out.
Right. And at the same time, you know, you can also look at DLNR's mission, and their mission is to protect the resource. And one point is, okay, they may not like the homeless camp out there because it might threaten the shrimp ponds that are in that area that are a valuable resource.
Absolutely. And that's something the Hawaii News Now reporter did, in fact, include. Not only that, there's also Evie out there, something that didn't make it into the TV report, but something that DLNR did say. We need to be careful about protecting these ancestral remains. You don't want people just stomping around out there. DLNR also didn't want to give the incorrect perception that somehow the state sanctifies this use of – I remember this is the Waianae Boat Harbor where the camp is located, and they didn't want to give the wrong impression. As you know, homelessness is a very serious problem here, and the headlines have not been good. On the other hand, this is not a news story. It's already been picked up here locally. It's been picked up by The Guardian and Business Insider nationally, internationally. I can say that what Hawaii News Now was saying, Twinkle, the head of the Waianae camp, wanted to share the story with a wider audience to show that, look, we can take care of this problem. We are living well and taking care of our people out here in Waianae.
And you and I have been around long enough. We recall the situation with the homeless camps out over by Yokohama Bay and the PR disaster they had when they had, you know, pictures and video of folks hauling the homeless out of the shoreline there. So I'm pretty sure they're sensitive about that.
Absolutely. And the folks at the Waianae camp have that very much in mind. There is no certainty that they're going to be able to stay there forever. In fact, at some point you wonder whether the state is going to move them. That has been the trend from Kaka'ako to Kapalama Canal to under Nimitz. I mean, if that is the pattern, is to move them elsewhere. But then where do they go? Do they come back? Is this really solving the problem of homelessness?
Right.
I think that's why the discussion of safe zones are so important, something we're going to be talking about at the legislature next session.
Right. Thank you. That was Civil Beat's political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. On this final workday of 2017, we check in with Bill Dorman, HPR's news director, here to fill us in on next week's stories.